Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Before Sylvia Forbes' father died, she made a promise. One day, she'd go to the sprawling Evergreen Cemetery in Richmond and find their ancestors.
And when I found them, I went to his grave and I said, "Daddy, I found them."
She heads into a wooded area on a muggy summer evening, passing one family plot before coming to another. She brushes aside a mound of dead leaves to reveal their names.
This is Joshua Forbes. This is my great-grandfather. This is his wife, my nanny. Nanny Forbes, they say I look like her.
She knows more of her relatives are out here. She's just not sure where to find them. Innumerable black lives have been lost to the grounds of old cemeteries, left to languish for lack of a dedicated steward. With them, they took firsthand accounts of enslavement, war, Jim Crow, and neighborhood demolition. They haven't received nearly the amount of state support as Confederate graveyards, but that started to change in 2017 when Delegate Dolores McQuinn secured almost $35,000 for Evergreen and the adjacent East End Cemetery. What initially followed was a piecemeal approach.
In the past, you had to actually get a senator or delegate to introduce legislation for a particular cemetery to be added.
Julie Langan directs the Virginia Department of Historic Resources, which administers preservation money. That includes thousands paid annually to the United Daughters of the Confederacy. This year, lawmakers decided to interrupt the old ways with the creation of a six-figure fund for historical African-American cemeteries and graves.
So that's a major change. It makes it much more accessible. And it's accessible 12 months out of the year.
That means a lot to Edwina St. Rose and Bernadette Whitsett Hammond. They're with the preservers of the Daughters of Zion Cemetery in Charlottesville. The women come here often to honor relatives and those who came before. They step gingerly around unmarked graves, saying, "Excuse me," as they go.
I don't know, you know.
But I think they know we are here to help.
Oh,
so
they
I think
do.
They don't mind.
They do.
A ground survey revealed that there are likely more than 600 burials here, St. Rose explains. So far, they've received state funds for less than 200.
And we would like to have it increased based on any documentation that we can obtain that shows that we have additional qualified burials.
Langan at the DHR says with the new fund, preservation groups can show their research and apply for additional resources at any time. But there's questions about whether or not all recipients are paying due diligence. Back at Evergreen, Sylvia Forbes has concerns about the organization that claims ownership of the cemetery. Named for the city where it's based, in Richmond receives the bulk of state funds based on documentation for about 7,000 of the estimated eligible 20,000 graves at Evergreen and East End. But it's repeatedly disrespected those in its care, Forbes says.
It's a predominantly white foundation that's dictating the lives of African Americans. And I just thought that was wrong.
John Sidner is the executive director. He acknowledges that Enrichment has made mistakes and says it's working to make amends. As for the money,
It is not fair. It is not fair, without a doubt, that a white-led organization receives the most money mainly because we own 77 acres of historic African-American sacred ground.
Sidner says he felt a responsibility to save the cemeteries from disrepair. Some, including those with ancestors in Evergreen, praise Enrichment's work. Others say it has a history of silencing descendants and volunteers.
It's like these people aren't respected in life, and they have to fight from death beyond in order to rest in power.
For all the talk about monuments, she says we can't forget those under sacred ground. I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.